The most dramatic portions of the Laguna de Santa Rosa flow northwest of Occidental Road, but the waterway's beginnings lie much farther inland, near the boundaries of Rohnert Park. That's where the new Southern Laguna Discovery Trail has just been opened to the public, explains Kevin Monroe, executive director of the Laguna Foundation.
It's right off of Stony Point Road near the intersection with Rohnert Expressway. If the water level is low enough, it becomes about a 2-mile loop. But in high water, it's really sort of 1 mile or there and back, which is two. It's a really neat intersection here where you have agriculture, you have ecological restoration projects, you have the water agency trying to fulfill their mission of flood control, you have a trail where people can recreate. It's a nice combination of some riparian forested areas, so there's some shade and some trees. There's also a lot of open, sunny areas, so you're going to see butterflies, dragonflies, birds, wildflowers, and some young forests slowly growing, as well as being able to walk right near the stream channel. So it's a real diversity of sights and sounds. And that sort of sums up Sonoma County to me.
And the foundation is working hard to shift the balance within that diversity, adds Wendy Trowbridge, the restoration director.
When we first came out here, this was a giant field of Harding grass, which is a non-native grass that can grow 4 to 5 feet tall. This was thick with that grass out here. And in the future, our dream is that it would all be a beautiful, shaded, riparian forest. At this point, we're sort of halfway to the dream. We've got lots of trees, but they're still small. And we've planted all the species that are going to be here in the future, but they just haven't reached their full maturity yet.
The trail, actually an old access road along the southern edge of the Laguna Channel, is flanked in many places by new plantings of native trees and grasses, while the established invasives have been cut back to let the new growth flourish.
There's a reason that the native species don't just come back, and that's because these invasive species that are here now are such strong competitors that we have to help the native species out to give them a chance. 2 years ago, they were 2 inches tall. Now they're 6 feet tall. 2 years from now, they'll be even taller. Somewhere around 10 years old, a restoration project generally gets to a point where it starts looking less like an agricultural field with some trees in it and more like a forest.
With those changes will come an increased diversity in the species of insects, birds, and other wildlife along the corridor. And all of that, Monroe says, will make for a more interesting experience for visitors.
This is a very special place for people to experience several different habitats together. This is a nature walk, a relaxing escape from downtown areas. I think this is an opportunity for people to bring their kids and their families and look at these half a dozen beautiful interpretive signs we have that explain the area. It's great exercise. You can go bird watching out here. You can come up with a dragonfly and butterfly list. It's recreation, it's education, it's immersing yourself in nature. It's a special spot.
The trailhead itself remains unmarked due to the very limited parking there. But the trail is open and already seeing increasing public use. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.